What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show has been sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. The Twitter question, which has been dangerous for me to check all day today, as every time I log in, there's a new Mets fan threatening my life. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers. Are you now pro or anti robo umps in baseball? 73.4% say pro.
Holding steady.
Yep. Chris in North Philly, you're on WIP. Chris.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
So I played with Jack actually back in like 2019 in Adults League.
Wow, 2019 Jack was playing.
Yeah, well, one summer came out of retirement.
Wow, did Jack pitch in that year?
Yeah, he threw a lot. He was throwing some gas.
Really? And he was good?
Yeah, he was really good for us. He probably pitched like every other game, you know, probably like 5-6 innings. I mean, he was our go-to guy.
Wow.
I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm trying to, like, get there during the middle of the day. I'm trying to, like, slip away during my lunch break or something. But, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Sure seems like there's going to be a crowd tomorrow.
It does seem like it. And just one final reminder.
There wasn't going to be.
One final reminder here. If you are coming to watch at Plymouth White Marsh High School tomorrow at noon, no booze. No booze in the parking lot. No booze on the field. It is a high school. We're going to be respectful of Plymouth White Marsh High School. We thank them. We thank the team for backing up Jack defensively. And what I would suggest you do, if you would like to have an adult beverage, is after, to celebrate, go over to McGurk's because that's where we'll be doing the show, McGurk's in Fort Washington. In fact, Joe and Hugh will be there. Is Joe back? Is Giglio back tomorrow? I think Joe and Hugh...
I think Joe is back tomorrow.
Oh, back from the Pacific Northwest.
Giglio will be back tomorrow, so they will do their show previously. So maybe you stop in around 11, then you head over, throw the watch Jack win, and then we head over there and celebrate, and then watch the Phils over at McGurk's.
I'm actually not sure if Joe is back tomorrow.
Oh.
No idea if he's back
tomorrow. No idea. We're just guessing.
Yes.
It'll be Hugh.
Hugh will definitely be there.
Maybe it's TK. Maybe it's Giglio.
Thanks.
I'd like to have Giglio there. I thank you for the update, Chris. It makes me feel a little bit better knowing that Jack was throwing well as of 2019.
Was he hitting it? Was he throwing it in the 80s?
Yeah, I would say, you know, probably like low 80s, high 70s, you
okay.
know.
Wow. That's a Fritz Geyer report.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I don't want to give anything away, but I think, you know, I think he's got, you know, some off speed too.
Ah. Yeah, do we go to the off speed or do we just stick with the fastball?
Give him the heater, Ricky.
Yeah.
Look, whatever is thank you for the call, Chris. Whatever is gonna keep your arm in the best shape.
Yeah.
I think.
And whatever you have more control of.
Yeah.
Well, that's the fastball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other pitches might be show me's.
Oh yeah, just
let them know that it's there.
Yeah, just let them know that it's there.
Yeah, let them know it's there.
Get them down 0-2. You're like, just want to show them, let them know you're alive. So, Ruben Amaro Jr., former Phillies general manager, also part of the WIP air staff, also part of the NBC Sports Philly broadcast.
Doing the games, yeah.
Was on with DeCamera and Richie, I believe, this morning, talking about the matchup between Fritz and DeCamera. Here's what Rube had to say.
Obviously, try to work some deep counts. That'll benefit me. If he has to throw, let's just say, 40 to 50 pitches, and it probably won't get as high as 50, but it could. If he has to throw 40 to 50 pitches at the age of 31, he's going to be trying to pump it in there about 80 miles per hour. How tough will that be on him?
It will be very difficult. 60 feet, 6 inches is going to get longer and longer and longer. Now, I know he's done it, and he's done it at a higher level of college and stuff. But it's not going to be easy for him, especially if he hasn't been, like, on the mound throwing regularly for, like, the last, you know, couple of months, 3 months, 4 months. I mean, the fact that he's going to have to try to do this under a great deal of duress, way more duress than he was doing it, you know, in college, believe it or not, because now he's got so many more eyes on him. It's not going to be easy for him, man. I actually commend him for going into this challenge trying to do this. Because it's 60 feet 6 inches is not going to be anything simple to manhandle.
So here's what I'd say about commending him, Ruben. I mean, he's the college athlete.
What happened
I'm
to High Road Hammer? What happened to him?
Well, I'm just. I mean, I
wouldn't
can be,
High Road Hammer. I can be like,
high
yeah, road, you're right, Ruben.
I
you
can be High Road Hammer, but
out.
I don't have to commend
I think
him.
I think it's a gutsy thing, just because you know you have to understand, like to get on the mound and just start firing. Everybody thinks that everybody can throw like Zach Wheeler. That's not happening, pal.
Well, and that's not happening. That, but yeah, I'm also not going to be hitting like Barry Bonds. I might try, but you know, come on.
No, I understand that. That's that. But being able to throw the ball over the plate is a real issue.
Yeah.
And I feel for him there, for him actually taking this challenge. So I got to give him some love for that.
I feel like Ruben's trying to psych you out. I feel like Ruben is pro to camera in this.
I do. Dude, that's where he's going with this.
That's the how it sounded to me. It sounded like he was trying to psych you out. It is the way it sounded to me. You know?
Oh, no, 60... Jack, how's the relationship with you and Rube?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I don't think he enjoys hearing the hardest wood I ever touched.
Maybe Once. Not.
Then he should stop being all sexy on the broadcast. You know?
I know.
That's on him.
So I do have a little bit of a concern now.
Oh, no.
Well, what? Rube said he should have been thrown for 2 or 3 months.
Well, of course he should have. We've known about this for months. We begged him to prepare for all
Start
of this.
Start warming up or something.
It's just not.
I throw more than I thought I was going to throw.
You threw twice.
No, I haven't.
Three times?
No, I've probably thrown like 6 times.
Okay.
Two times off a mound, yeah.
Okay.
But like a lot of long toss sessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The arm feels like it's in a pretty good spot.
He's not. Jackson,
he's going to try to wear you down.
Yes.
That's what he's going to try to do.
I know.
Yeah. That's why throwing strikes at the top. That's it, man.
He's right.
That's
Just
it.
Put the ball in play, Joe.
Yeah.
He's not swinging that bat until you show him that you can throw strikes consistently.
Yeah.
Because if you're him, his best chances of reaching the base is a walk, not a hit.
Yep.
Yeah. Walk's as good as a hit.
Yeah.
And that's what he's telling himself all night.
Yeah. It's little league.
Just like they
told all the 6 and 7 year olds.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Walks as good as that.
You don't have to swing, man.
Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. Yeah.
Hey, Spike, Ike.
What up, Tasty Cake?
The winner and champion, Jack.
All right. There we go. Fritz, he's locked in.
This particular baseball, you guys bill it as a competition when it's really not a competition, because Joe can win this competition without any athletic prowess whatsoever. Because if Jack's off,
yep.
I mean,
slow down.
Yep.
What's Joe doing except standing there like a statue?
Yeah, well, I mean, some would argue he won golf by barely even being able to play golf. So, yeah, I agree. But then I guess I would say all Jack has to do is throw the ball in the strike zone, and he's going to win this.
Right, which he will do.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Now, as far as this fellow Anthony that calls you, Spike, and is disrespectful, first of all, don't come on the afternoon show and sell that noise. Nobody wants to hear that.
Oh, of course not.
And secondly, and I know it's all about gamesmanship, Spike, but so Jack went on the morning show, which I thought was a big thing because they spent the last 5 weeks saying how weak he was and soft and everything, and he went on their show by himself without you and Ike, and they had their whole gang there, right?
Yep.
So I thought, all right, now the camera goes, we'll take some calls on pro Jack, pro him. And I immediately, because I wanted Jack to know that there was guys listening that were Jack. So I immediately called in, and they took, and again, I'm not complaining about nothing. I'm just saying what is. They took 3 morning show zombies that said hammer, 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 and I never made it to the air.
Yeah, of course
not. And that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes, you know?
So, you know, Anthony's full of baloney when he says, you know, whatever you do on this show, they didn't take any Jack guy. They did. The second time I called in, they did. Seltzer, James Seltzer was always nice to me, and I did call in another time because sometimes I think it's a little overboard, you know what I mean, with the weak-minded stuff. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I just don't.
So I feel you, because you feel like they're attacking your guy.
They're attacking my guy.
Right. Nah, the reckoning is coming.
And the person that does it the most is someone that I've been listening to for 30 years, and I'm absolutely stunned at how Rhea is relentless about it.
Yeah, Rhea has leaned into this.
Well, and I'll tell you.
She's so happy, too. I actually want Rhea to get in the box tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. The what do they say? What comes home to roost?
The rooster.
Rooster.
The rooster comes home to roost? That's not what they say. Not the phrase.
Chickens come home to roost. Chickens come home
to
roost.
Like Rhea's going to have to.
I think that's right.
Rhea's going to have to come face to face with God on this whole thing. In that she picked her side. And right. If the side's a loser, then she's a loser too. And I love Rhea. Yeah, I've worked with Rhea for a very long time, has always been supportive, but she picked the side on this one.
Yep.
And if the hammer goes down, then Rhea goes down with him. Yeah. And that's it. She picked her side. So
yep.
And the last thing I wanted to say to you guys, all you guys, I love you guys, motivating me, because by hook or crook, Jack, by hook or crook, if it's 2-2, I'm going to be in that basketball thing.
Oh, you have to be.
Oh, yeah, you got
to
be there.
I
must be there.
Yep.
And I tell my rehab guys I got to be there. You know, I get on them parallel bars, and I'm walking now, and I'm getting better, and I will be there for that. And then if this guy Anthony thinks he's loud, you know, I could get loud. we right? Hey, Spike, the rule is afternoon show don't lose no basketball contest.
No, absolutely
not. On the station, right, Ike?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No way.
No way, dude. Yep, so Jack's no way. Winning that one. And I must be there for that.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully, at that point, you know.
We've already had it wrapped up.
Yeah. I mean, we're just going to be, that's just going to be a celebration, hopefully.
Well, he said this morning, just to let you know, Spike, he said this morning if it's wrapped up, he don't think he's doing basketball.
Oh, he is. He is. Or he thinks he hasn't seen
the other side of Spike.
Yeah. He has no idea how relentless I can be. He's playing basketball.
He'll want to do it. Yeah. He'll want to do it before. So
yes. Yeah. Just go in there and lose like a big boy is yeah. If it's wrapped up, he's playing basketball. I'm not going to be robbed of, first of all, Tasty Cake.
I'm not going to be robbed.
Well, I'm not going to be robbed of this.
Yes.
And second of all, Tasty Cake, I need to, for both Joe and Jack to see how long this basketball game is going to go. Jack keeps talking about going up to 11. Like we're gonna be there for a week, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. Tasty Cake.
Can I quick give you my TV moment?
Oh yeah, your memorable TV moment
is the All-Star game when all the All-Stars surrounded Ted Williams.
Oh well, that's a great answer. I don't. Then Pedro went Shove City. Well, I think Ted Williams came out there for it was in Fenway in 1999, so it was a good all-century team.
Oh.
And he like got brought out in the wheelchair, got taken all around. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
It was really something to see. The respect they gave Ted Williams, it was kind of awesome to see that.
Yeah. Well, Tasty Cake, here's what I'm hoping, or what I know. Jack's going to win tomorrow, and it's all going to set up for your return, and you'll be there in the gym when Jack is crown champion.
I will be there, Jack. Yeah. All right. Love you guys.
All right, Tasty Cake.
All right, Tasty Cake. Love you, brother.
Justin, Tennessee. What's happening, feller?
Somebody else I love. Yep.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Justin?
Oh, man. During baseball season, y'all know I really don't call back-to-back days and whatnot, but I had to call today because I got to help my boy get his back up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm just going to tell you what I told you last week, Jack. It's the same game you've played ever since you was a kid. I don't care if there's 150 or 10 people there tomorrow. It don't matter. You're going to light his ass up like a Christmas tree. He don't stand a chance. He's dadgum dogs running down the road. I tell you what, living in the country, something else, boys. Break up my darn stride here. Anyway, you're going to light him up. He don't stand a chance because he ain't going to get the bat off his shoulders. And if y'all paid attention, which I'm sure you did when y'all had that umpire on, he ain't going to cut Joe no slack.
Nope.
He might say it's going to be a tight strike zone, but if he sees Joe ain't going to get the bat off his shoulder, he's going to call it tight on Joe, I believe. I really. If
to make him swing,
gonna,
yeah.
Yep. If Joe's going to play mind games and stuff like that, try to get Jack, like, I think if Joe tries to call time and step out of the box, like, as Jack's trying to throw a pitch, that ought to be an automatic strike right there because that's Bush League stuff. Because they were talking about that this morning. If you're going into a competition, go into it like a man. I'm a man. I'm here. If I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. But I'm going down swinging.
Yep.
Not standing there walking, not squatting, like – you know, some 8-year-old in Little League. Do it. Just beat his ass from pillar to post, Jack. You've got every one of us behind you. Hey, got my book in the mail today.
Got a nice
little inscription from Jack.
Oh, he personalized it?
Yeah.
All class.
That's my boy, man. As soon as it came out, I ordered that thing. So now I'm done with this. I got to handle a little business.
Uh-oh.
All right.
So yesterday, I get done with my call, and I'm doing my thing, and I go back out on the porch to listen to the rest of y'all's show, just like I do every day. I listen to the rest of the show, then I take a shower, and then I eat supper and whatnot. And I'm catching strays from Stewardess Jim. For what? Just because I'm trying to bring a little levity to the show, you know, make Ike laugh, confuse Spike.
Yep.
Jack probably sitting back there shaking his head and in the booth farting. But I'm just trying to make everybody laugh, bring a little joy to the world.
Yeah.
And, I mean, where's Jim from? Is he from the Philadelphia area?
I think he's in South Jersey.
That's a good question.
So, I mean, you're that close to two all-time franchises in the Giants and the Eagles, and you picked the dadgum Cowboys? Like, what kind of human being are you? I'll never understand.
It's a character flaw. Definitely a character flaw.
Oh, a huge character flaw.
Yeah.
Yes, like, if you're from that area, I do not understand people that are Cowboys fans because they won. Who gives a crap? I'm from East Tennessee. I could have been a Cowboys or 49ers because they were the teams that were good when I was growing up. But you know what? That dumb Reggie White played for that Kelly Green, baby. And that was the baddest defense on the face of the earth, probably up until this year. And this is one of the all-time defenses. It may not have been that good, but this was the all-time defense. And I still picked the Philadelphia Eagles. I had an uncle who I loved dearly was a Cowboys fan. One of my best friends was a Niners. And my cousin, who's like a brother, was a Broncos fan. You know, they were all better than the Eagles. Broncos was going to Super Bowls, but they weren't winning.
Right.
I picked the dadgum Eagles because that Kelly Green and that silver wing on the side of the helmet, which is badass and iconic. And the weirdest Jim's coming after little old me. Well, let me tell you something, big boy.
Oh, boy.
You called down the thunder. You got it. We need to have us a dadgum fan off or something one day so I can rip his ass from pillar to post. And let him know what a true Philadelphia fan is, because he's some kind of fake, fraud, fugazi, something or another Philadelphian. Because how can you be from that area and root for the dadgum Cowboys just because at one time they were winners, and now their Super Bowls are in SD? He can't even watch highlights in HD. His highlights are on like a one of them old floor model TVs is how you'd be able to take up the whole screen. It's ridiculous. Like, you pull it up on YouTube and it looks atrocious. I mean, am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
It's a little grainy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's Cowboy Jim, Stewardess Jim, Flight Attendant Jim, whatever you want to call yourself. You called down the thunder. By God, I'm going to bring it. I'm coming and hell's coming with me, just like Wyatt Earp said in Tombstone. You want it, big boy? You got it. Jack, you got it tomorrow. Hammer's going down. You're dropping the hammer. You're going to whoop his hind end. Leave no stone unturned, and once you get him, like once it's over, and if he wants to continue, hit him one time. Give him one right in the hind end, right in that roast.
Right at the
There it is.
Yeah, let him wire one. But anyway, I'll get out here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean, we'll holler at
you
later.
Love you, Justin.
Apparently there's a tornado warning going on, so hopefully we can still get the thing in tomorrow.
Well, the tornado warning is now.
It's not tomorrow.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
Don't worry about it.
It's 18 hours from now.
They don't stick around. They normally hit and keep going.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Can I leave now? Trey at Citizens Bank Park recording the video.
Before they left. Yeah, I'm not going to even ask when did they get that, because that had them Sunday.
Yeah, because
they left. They're in San Francisco.
Yep, Sunday. Yep. 1-0. What does this even mean? What's next?
Spike today. Oh, I do not use ChatGPT for my takes. Trust me. Spike during the football season.
Well, actually, their DVOA is in the 95th percentile over a large sample size.
Mike in Havertown.
That's not using ChatGPT for a take.
That's using DVOA.
No, it isn't. What's next?
I thought L.A. could not have sounded more dejected when talking about the state of umpiring, but then Spike told him Jack had to hold the camera to less than three times on base, and L.A. hit an all-time low. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, L.A. was like... I don't know. If Jack hold, essentially Jack has to hold him to getting on base fewer than three times. Yeah. Ooh. What's next?
Oh, that was today. Huh. I thought they meant next week. Oh, well.
L.A. sitting in a recliner drinking a beer tomorrow during the Fitz to Camera baseball event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shot, right?
No.
No shot.
0% chance. Very disappointed. Yeah. What's next?
Logs onto Twitter to like all of Jack's tweets praising Trey Turner. Spike tomorrow after Jack boots a routine grounder back to the mound.
You did it again last night.
I did. Every time Trey Turner makes an error, I go back to
We weren't turning two in that play.
He didn't have a chance.
Which one, the one he could have, he should have came home?
No, the one that was like up the middle, but it was like softly hit, and he rushed it and just rolled it to second base.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think about the one he should have came home on?
Which one was that?
He had one. He had a four. I don't know if it was a force out. Might have been he had to make a tag, but he wound up going to second, and they didn't turn two.
Every time he boots one, there's one tweet, Jack comparing Lindor to him, and I go and I unlike it, and then I like it again, just so Jack knows I'm alive.
And he's hitting 258.
Yeah, he is, and he's not a liability in the field.
Neither is Trey.
Yes, he is. What's next?
All these people celebrating. Why? I ain't saying that. Call me when you get a job. Then call me again when you get a promotion. Until then, don't call me at all. I don't even want to be here. Anywho, congrats. Rios giving an uplifting graduation speech.
Rios is something else, man.
Yeah.
He is something else. What's next?
The general vibe of morning show callers supporting to camera. You got this, Joe. You can do it. The general vibe of afternoon show callers supporting Jack. If you lose, you're dead to us, Jack. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah, I mean, that is the vibe.
They expect more from me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You let us down.
And we're already
time.
Down one.
Oh, yeah. I know. Everyone's in the corner.
Yeah. What's next?
The surprise of today's show wasn't actually the Trey Turner message. It was the unexpected roast of Joe to camera by umpire Pat. Joe and Drescher.
That's true.
He did come out of nowhere and just obliterate the camera.
Very ready to go.
Yeah.
That wasn't prompted.
No.
Doesn't seem like he's pro Joe.
No, it does not. But if he ends up on that, I want to know if he's on that show tomorrow. See if he takes the shots at you. See if he's playing both sides.
That's true.
What's next?
And let me tell you something else. Joe to camera is so ugly that when he walks into the bank, they turn the security cameras off. Umpire Pat on hold, still roasting Joe to camera.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
What's next?
On today's show, we'll have Spike Eskin on to explain the deep research and reporting that went into him declaring unequivocally that the Mets are definitely cheating. Pablo Torre on his podcast tomorrow.
I didn't say they're cheating. I don't know if they're cheating.
Never said
that. I specifically said, I don't know that they're cheating. There must be a Fritz at 6 tonight, right?
No, you got Broads.
Oh, okay. Broads is next. Wow. Broads. We will see you tomorrow, hopefully, at Plymouth White Marsh High School at noon.
Let's go, Fritz!
And then the show will be the short show. It's a short show tomorrow because the Phil's game is 3:45. Yeah. So we'll be at McGurk's of Fort Washington afterwards for the celebration. Hope to see you there. You got this, Fritzy. You got this.
Thank you.
Go Jackie Baseball!
We will talk to you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.